Right, I've been snuggled up on the sofa with some people this season, but none quite so famous and rocking the superstardom as much as Peter André.
That was not the intro I expected.
No?
But thank you very much. That was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was thinking you were going to say, what the hell is Peter André doing in Clubland?
Well, you can tell me that. What are you doing on the Balearic Island of Ibiza?
Well, basically, you know, we love Clubland. My brother Mikey's a DJ and he's been telling me about it for ages. And we got together with a promoter and we thought, because we're starting a European tour and a Southeast Asian tour, we would start doing venues like this. Eden, mate, this place is rocking. I haven't even been out there, but I can hear everybody. It's incredible.
They're all eagerly anticipating your arrival on stage.
I've remixed some of the tracks. I've never done these versions before because I got my friend Mateus, an engineer, to give me something a lot more up-tempo around 130, 135 BPMs, just so that we could do different versions of the songs.
Rock it out in Ibiza.
Yeah, we're going to rock it. Don't worry about that.
And you've had a bit of a dose of Clubland already. I know that you were in BCM just a few nights ago. How was that over there?
Yeah, it was excellent, actually. I mean, for me, you know, doing the performing side of things is what I love doing the most. And, you know, I like to experiment too. It's one thing to just sort of do the same show every night, but it's good to experiment. And I think something like this is such a new twist to everything I'm doing, and I love it.
You've travelled the world over, but obviously, as a musician, you'll know how important Ibiza is. How does it feel to be on this island?
Do you know, it feels like Ayia Napa in Cyprus, because we're from Cyprus and it almost feels like I'm in Ayia Napa. Well, you call it Ayia Napa, we call it Ayia Napa. But yeah, it's sort of got that vibe to it. But I just think what I've noticed here, my brother Mikey was telling me too, that the people just want to party. There's no egos, there's no attitude. It is just about partying. And I think that's what's missing a lot now, you know? You want to see people just having a good time, so.
Got lots of new material out at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just released a track in the UK that may be our first international hit, written by Guy Chambers and Tyo Cruz. I usually co-write all my stuff, but when they brought this song to me, I loved it. It was simple, it was right. For me, it was the right kind of radio track, and, you know, it's gained us interest overseas, which is great for us now, you know?
This is Perfect Night, yeah?
Yes, Perfect Night, yeah. It is a perfect night. I didn't know if you meant this is perfect night because we're sat next to each other, although that's how I feel. But then I didn't know if you actually meant the song, which is also perfect night,
yeah.
Which also could apply to us sitting on the sofa.
It's going to be a perfect night in here tonight.
It is a perfect night. Got a new TV show. Actually, I've got three shows on the go at the moment. The reality show, Here to Help, which is a new show. It's really funny. It's you know, there's a lot of ups and downs, but it's funny that I get to do sort of like a Jim will fix it style show, which is brilliant. And then there's another one called Odd One In, which I do with Jason Manford on a Saturday night and Bradley Walsh, and that's brilliant. That's an ITV one. So a lot of TV on the go at the moment, and I'm one of the very few, and I'm very lucky that I get to do music and TV. You know, I get to sort of dip my fingers in a lot of pies, and sometimes this will work really well and that might not, but then later on that might work really well and this might not, so it's really good.
So coming back to Ibiza, because I know that you're on in, I think it's just half an hour's time. Loads of people waiting down there for you. What are we going to expect from the performance again?
Well, this is about 4 hours past my bedtime. You know, I did notice it. I'm like, oh my God, these guys don't go out till 1 o'clock. It's like by that time, I'm on phase three of my dream. They're gonna hear something new. And for me, you know, I mean, even Mysterious Girl, we've mixed it up a bit because I wanted to do something different, especially for Ibiza. So even though we're going to add some of the original in there, we've sort of beefed it up at the start and given it a whole different feel. What BPMs are we, Mick, on that? About 135, 140? For Mysterious Girl? Yeah, 130 for that. So something different.
Up-tempo.
Yeah, exactly.
Up-tempo from Peter André at Clubland. And are you being well looked after by the Clubland crew?
I'll have to say that we've been so well looked after, and the hotels are lovely. The food is incredible. And, you know, and good for me to just spend a night out in Ibiza. It's sort of been, well, I've never been out in Ibiza, but it reminds me of the early days. It really does. It's great fun.
It's always a party in Ibiza. Personal message from Peter André to the Clubland fans.
Okay, so here's my message to you guys. Thank you very much for listening to me, putting up with my interview. And also, you know, hopefully you'll love what you see on the show. I can't wait to go out there and rock it. And one of the MCs, I mean, we've got to meet everyone over the last few days. Obviously, Mike from Entrance. And who was the guy we met last night, Mickey? MC.
Domino.
Mate. that guy. Yeah, he has a domino effect because we're all hugging each other now. So he's awesome.
We're going to sign out. We're going to leave Peter Andre ready to rock his set at Eden.
I'm going to go and rehearse now and get my...